Would you know what you might call something between a pig and a hog? Something that might be just in between.
Oh, wow, and I knew this. I slaughtered a hog not too long ago, you know. I was into all that, you know. I forgot it. Let's see. In between. I just call him a pig.
Yeah.
I just call him a pig.
Mm-hmm. What about slaughtering the hog? Wow, that's pretty interesting.
You never seen a hog slaughter?
Yeah, I have. But yeah. It's been really small.
Man, it's far out, you know, like what happened, the guy got the rifle and shot the hog in his head.
Uh-huh.
First they fed him some corn to keep him still.
Yeah.
Shot him in the head.
Uh-huh.
All right, he kicked around and finally died.
Yeah.
Then put him in a wheelbarrow and carry him to the this big old like pot.
Yeah.
Deal, you know, it was like a barbecue pit, but it was only a pot.
Yeah.
And he mixed the lye and the hot water together, so much lye and hot water, and then dumped that big sucker in about 350, 400 pounds.
Wow.
Dumped him in that water, you know.
Yeah.
You just let him stay in there so long, pull him out of the water, and just the hair would just come right off. When you just touch it like that, it just fall right off.
Wow.
Hey man, that was far out, you know. You snatch all the hair all off his, you know, just as much as you can get it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, get all the hair off and everything. And you carry him back around, you know, back, I say, that's what we did, carry him around back.
Mm-hmm.
It's two tendons in the back of his feet that's real tough.
Yeah.
And you cut the back of his foot open, pull out those two tendons, and stick a strong stick through there, and then you could hoist him up with a pulley and all that, and hoist him up, hang him upside down.
Yeah.
Cut his neck, let the blood drain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after he's finished draining, while he's draining, you can get a razor blade and whatever and scrape all the rest of the hair off, you know, what you couldn't get when you had him in the hot water. Okay, and then you get that big knife, you know, and split him from the groin area, I say, you know, up. And just open him up, you know, and then you get your chitlins and your lungs and your heart and your liver and all that out, you know, and wash it down and clean it off, you know, and if you're going to use it, you know, fix it up and salt and put it in bags, you know, to put it in the freezer. Then you start on the head. You wring that head off, you know, split it in half, clean all the whatever out, you know, and you can still see the corn in its mouth when it was still eating, you know. And then you take care of that. Okay, and then you start on the rest of his body, you know, the feet, then the, you know, legs, I guess, then you work on the inside.
Yeah.
What the guy did, because after that I left, you know,
but
they told me what they was going to do. They, like the fat, scrape all the fat out and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Put it in a big old iron kettle.
Yeah.
Put it on the fire, boil it down, use it for lard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the head? What do you make out of the head?
Hey man, you can make whole head cheese.
Yeah.
That's good too.
Yeah.
Some people call it souse, souse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but it's right on, you know.
Yeah.
And make whole head cheese out of it. I didn't know you could eat the lungs, you know. I was in this town.
What can you eat them?
They call them Hasslets.
Uh-huh.
And this woman, I was in Bartow about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman said, I'm going to fix some Hasslets, you know.
Yeah.
So she fixed that up, man. It was the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes all right. It tastes like, look like beef, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of different, you know. I didn't eat that much of it, but I ate it. You know, I'm hungry. Being nice, you know. Oops. Pretty decent, I guess, if I had my own seasoning into it, you know, because I like to cook with garlic and other stuff, you know. Yeah, so like,
I like garlic and brandy.
Yeah.
I can cook anything.
Hey, wow, I never tried the brandy, but I dig that garlic.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what about the blood? What would you make anything out of the blood?
Oh, no.
They do, you know?
They do?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Call it black pudding.
No kidding?
Mm.
God damn. Shit. Wow, I didn't know that, man.
They eat a lot of it in Scotland.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna go to Scotland. Golly, I didn't know that.
Huh?
Wow, I had to tell Mr. Smith about that.